Imagine waking up in a dimly lit cave with no memories, surrounded by confused strangers. This is how Haruhiro begins his journey in Grimgar, a mysterious realm where survival demands blood and sacrifice. Emerging onto a hilltop beneath a blood-red moon, Haruhiro and 11 others are informed by a strange woman named Hiyomo that they must become volunteer soldiers fighting monsters in the borderlands. Each receives a badge and 10 silver coins, barely enough to begin their new lives. The group quickly fractures when a silver-haired man named Renji claims the most promising recruits, leaving Haruhiro with the leftovers: brash, loudmouth Ranta, soft-spoken hunter Yume, shy maid Shihoru, and natural leader Minato. Standing awkwardly outside the volunteer soldier's office, they represent the true underdogs of this world, lost, confused, and utterly unprepared. What makes Grimgar fascinating isn't just its premise, but its unflinching realism. Unlike typical fantasy stories featuring chosen heroes with special powers, these are ordinary people thrust into extraordinary circumstances. Combat isn't glorious or easy, it's terrifying and messy. Even killing a single goblin requires careful planning and teamwork, with the creatures fighting desperately to survive, challenging the party's and our perception of them as mere obstacles. To survive in Grimgar, newcomers must join specialized guilds, forming society's backbone. Warriors fight frontline, priests heal, mages cast offensive spells, hunters handle ranged attacks, and thieves master stealth. Haruhiro joins the Thieves Guild, paying 8 silver coins to train under Barbara. For 7 grueling days, she teaches thief morals and basic skills like lockpicking and simple attacks. Though barely proficient afterward, he receives equipment and the nickname Old Cat for his sleepy eyes. His companions undergo similar transformations. Ranta joins Dreadknights, pledging to the dark god Skull Hell. Shihoru becomes a black-robed mage. Yume trains as a hunter despite poor archery. Minato becomes a healing priest, and they recruit Moguzo, a quiet giant who joins as their warrior. Their first wilderness ventures expose their ineptitude. Against forest pit rats, fast, cat-sized creatures with needle-like hair, their battle turns chaotic. Ranta panics, Moguzo nearly hits teammates, Shihoru misfires spells, and Haruhiro gets bitten while acting as bait. Their first kill a mud goblin reveals their profession's brutal reality. Despite taking multiple blows, including Moguzo's bastard sword strike, the creature fights desperately before dying. Their reward? A silver coin with a hole and a black wolf fang, worth merely 1 silver and 30 copper. Hunting in Demuro's old city, the party gradually improves their combat skills and teamwork. They map the area for efficiency, establishing a routine of killing several goblins daily. Their meager earnings cover basic necessities, like underwear and bags, slowly building toward better equipment. Unlike typical fantasy stories with grand quests, Grimgar's characters worry about daily expenses, lodging costs, and saving for gear. Progress comes through coins earned, skills mastered, and teamwork developed. After 13 days, their improved coordination becomes evident. Each member has learned new skills: Haruhiro's backstab, Yume's diagonal cross, Shihoru's shadow beat, and Moguzo's rage blow, nicknamed Thanks Slash since he shouts thanks when using it. Growing confident, the party targets a metal-armored goblin and a larger hobgoblin, planning a coordinated attack with Moguzo and Minato engaging the primary targets. The battle quickly deteriorates. Haruhiro takes an arrow, requiring Minato's healing. The hobgoblin's chainmail proves impenetrable, and the armored goblin's swordsmanship overwhelms them. Minato orders a retreat. During escape, the armored goblin throws a blade into Minato's back. When Haruhiro suggests Minato heal himself, he weakly admits he can't use magic anymore. The group watches helplessly as Minato's condition worsens. With his final breaths, he apologizes, tells Haruhiro he's counting on him, and dies despite their desperate attempts. This devastating loss transforms everything. Minato had been their cornerstone, leader, healer, and moral compass. Without him, they must find a replacement priest and new leadership. At the cremation, Master Honen's grieving for Minato's rare promise underscores the permanence of their loss. After Minato's death, Haruhiro reluctantly becomes leader and recruits Mary, a beautiful but emotionally distant priest who refuses to heal minor wounds. Their initial battles falter as her healing approach differs from Minato's. She coldly tells injured Meguzo not to back down after something trivial and only heals after battles. When Haruhiro confronts her, she threatens to leave the group. The breakthrough comes when Haruhiro discovers Mary's tragic past. Her previous party ventured too deep into the Sirene mines, where monsters killed two members. Their mortally wounded leader sacrificed himself for Mary's escape, leaving her believing she had failed them. Understanding this, Haruhiro shares how their party formed from leftovers, who became valuable comrades. Though Mary declines their dinner invitation with a quiet, "not yet," her "see you tomorrow" marks a small but meaningful step forward. At the heart of Grimgar's narrative is the formation of genuine bonds through shared hardship. Unlike typical fantasy stories with instant team cohesion, these relationships develop slowly and realistically. The initial party forms by necessity. They're the leftovers after Renji claims the most promising candidates. Early interactions remain awkward, largely due to Ranta's abrasiveness. Minato's death forces them to confront their interdependence. When Yume confronts Haruhiro for excluding her and Shihoru from their collective grief, explaining they were all Minato's comrades, Haruhiro finally understands Minato's dying apology. They embrace and weep together. Integrating Mary presents another challenge. Despite their resolution to treat her as a comrade, her cold resistance only thaws through their persistent kindness. Their coordination improves dramatically over time. During their final confrontation with Minato's killer, Mary's protection of Shihoru powerfully demonstrates how far she's come in accepting these companions. Throughout the narrative, a fundamental mystery persists. Who were these people before arriving in Grimgar, and why can't they remember their past lives? Haruhiro struggles with fragmented memories that dissolve when examined closely. The epilogue hints at answers through Soma, a legendary soldier investigating the No Life King's revival while secretly seeking truth about this world with its red moon. Since losing their priest Nino, he sought ways to bring her back, wondering if returning to their forgotten original world might reunite them. Without past memories, characters must define themselves entirely through present actions, creating both freedom and anxiety as they navigate life without experiential guidance. Grimgar celebrates the quiet heroism of persistence rather than chosen ones with special abilities. Characters must adapt or perish, with victories that aren't grand but deeply personal, learning to trust after loss and building family from strangers. The journey's power comes from its unflinching authenticity. Combat isn't glorified, but shown with all its consequences. Death permanently alters survivors, and even earning enough for food becomes meaningful. As they stand at Minato's grave, placing a badge purchased together, we see Grimgar's core message. In a world of uncertainty, connections become our greatest strength. Their journey continues not because of destiny, but because they've chosen to face tomorrow together.